At the Boehringer Ingelheim PERS seminar, I'm visiting with Dr. Tim Lola. Tell me where you're from and what you do.
I'm a swine veterinarian. I'm out of St. Peter, Minnesota, Swine Vet Center. We have 11 vets that just work on pigs all across the pig world of the United States.
Well, we've got great participation here. You provided information on one of the area control projects. What was it you wanted to get across to this group today?
Well, it's all a PERS meeting today, and there's talk about the regional eradication programs that are going on, and generally they're out of the what we would call the pig-dense areas. And so they're very similar to pseudorabies maybe 20, 25 years ago, where we were able to clean up the pseudorabies out of the low pig-dense areas, but was very difficult in the high pig-dense areas of Iowa, North Carolina, southern Minnesota. And so in preparation for the U.S. cleaning up, we started a control program in southeast Iowa, very, very pig-dense area that traditionally has lots of PERS outbreaks every year. And we had a program similar to the old pseudorabies of just a mass vaccination of every pig, sows, piglets, and everything. And we started that in 2010. And the goal is, which no one really knows, because some people use vaccines, some don't, some, you know, try to stay negative. And so to take a pig-dense area and have everybody do the same thing. That's exactly what we did in the pseudorabies days. And we have maybe not as good of vaccines, but we have tools that we can use. And so we started that, and we're just beginning a long journey to see how the results transpire. And I presented kind of the program goals and what the specifics are of the program. One of the coordinators did some graphing of what's happened the first 6 to 12 months.
So at this point, how do you feel about where you're at, and have you seen enough to have an indication about how it's going?
Yeah, we've really made tremendous progress as far as getting producer buy-in. We have about 80% of the herds in the county. Over 300 producers are already signed up in order to join and help participate in the program. It's all mapped. Their statuses have been identified. Are they positive, negative, stable, etc.? So that's a lot of legwork, slat level work that has been done. We're starting to map. There's been it looks like early help in reducing some of the finishing mortality and performance problems that you get when a PERS go through, but quite early in the process yet, but we're gearing up to be prepared to chart it, kind of.
What do you expect in terms of what it's going to take to get where you want to be?
Yeah, it really is a multiple-year program because PERS is a very difficult virus, and it travels very fast in pig-dense areas. And so we're not looking for, you know, we will stop it with vaccine. We'll slow the sheds, slow the spread, slow the severity. And so can we win by continuing to slow it down and keep on top of it, keep the herds vaccinated, and will we slowly get ahead and move that virus out of an area? And so that could take 3 years to show significant results, maybe 5 years to show significant results.
So if successful, should I assume the area would be expanded?
Oh, absolutely. That is why we had to pick a region in very high pig-dense area and say, if we can do it here, now we need to expand it. And exactly what we did in pseudorabies is, could you do it? We have to prove that, and that's what we're trying to do here. And if we have success, it will be copied in other pig-dense areas.
Thank you very much, Dr. Jim Lola, giving us an update on the Southeast Iowa Project. From the BI PERS Seminar, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.